We've all run across this situation at least once. You're walking down a sidewalk in your neighborhood or someone else's, and you see the path ahead of you buckled, kind of like a pitched tent, or the concrete is all broken up. Spokane City Councilman Breanne Beggs is considering a citizen initiative to fix situations like that. He's eyeing the 2018 general election ballot.
So everyone uses sidewalks. They don't use them. They don't travel as many miles on sidewalks as they do streets, but they do. And if it's broken, and there are places in my district on the South Hill where you literally cannot get a wheelchair or a baby jogger over it, you can't. And in the wintertime, the people are literally in the streets. It's very dangerous.
Begg says the city doesn't have money in its budget to fix and replace sidewalks.
And so I've been talking with neighborhood councils and community assembly and saying, do you want us to fix it? And actually the city polled the citizens a year ago, and over 80% of the people want the city of Spokane to make progress on sidewalks, and they're willing to pay $50 to $70 a year per house to do it. And so I'm trying to figure out, okay, what would that look like operationally? Because if we put it on a ballot, people want to know, well, whose sidewalk's getting fixed? How's it getting fixed? Where? How long is it going to last? How do we know it's going to be a good job? So those are the details that we're really trying to get feedback on, is what is the sidewalk solution that fits Spokane best? Everyone agrees we need one. And how do we move forward? And there's an interesting thing going on right now that's with the McCleary decision in the legislature, is that in 2019, taxes throughout Spokane are going to go down by about $27 million across the city. So the question is, do citizens want to repurpose some of that taxes without them really going up for us? And sidewalks is one, streets, criminal justice and police, those are all things that people care deeply about. And so this is just one piece of that puzzle. And we just want to flesh it out and find out, what do people want?
The McCleary decision to which Beggs refers is a change in the state property tax. That tax will increase in 2018 in many parts of the state, with the funds to be directed to public schools. But then the tax will stabilize or even decrease in many areas in 2019. Beggs proposes to take part of that 2018 increase that's scheduled to go away in 2019 and reallocate $5 to $7 million for sidewalk construction and repair.
It would be divided up into the three council districts plus the downtown. Each district would set their priorities of what do they want. New sidewalks? Do they want to repair sidewalks? Do they want to use matching funds? What kind of things do they want to do? Because the problems with downtown sidewalks and the vaulted underneath are very different than South Hill sidewalks, which are often tree impacted, to these over here in the Northeast, where it's just bad sidewalks. And so each one would do that. And so that's the idea. It would last, 7 to 10 years with citizen oversight.
Beggs has been working on the proposal with city neighborhood leaders such as Catherine Alexander. Alexander lives in the Bemis neighborhood in between Hilliard and Gonzaga University. She invited us to visit to show us the state of sidewalks on her block.
So here we have all these really large holes. There's not a lot of lighting here at night. So if you're out walking your dog or just coming home from work or whatever, especially as it gets darker, this is a potential really big issue, which is one of the reasons why people walk in the street. Then if we come down here on the corner, I mean, this is such a perfect spot because we have it all. We have it all right here. You can see some of them are cracked, and cracking is not so bad, but then we've got lifts like this. So this makes it hard for wheelchairs. The man who lived here was in a wheelchair. He was never on the sidewalk. He was always in the street. We have no sidewalks here. None. So kids go to school down the street, and they come from everywhere to go to Bemis, which is just about three blocks over. No place to walk, or dangerous places to walk.
So you live in an area of town that has some of the poorest neighborhoods. Do you have a sense for whether people are willing to shell out extra money for sidewalks?
Well, that brings up a whole other really interesting issue, which we're not going to go into very deeply because I don't think you have the time. But a lot of our people are renters. They won't be paying that. It will be the homeowners who will be paying that. But they do vote. Okay, so they are at the impact of what happens, even if they aren't paying for it. So their involvement is really critical. Renters really have a big part to play in this, I think, if they wish.
Alexander's organizing a 3-hour public workshop on the proposal at the Northeast Community Center.
One of the big issues, I think, really is, so you're going to fix them, but how? We've got concrete. Concrete and trees don't do real well. We already know that, okay? This is not new. So what are the options? There are some concerns about the aquifer and about water runoff. Concrete doesn't help with either of those either. So maybe we want to look at some options. Do the voters care? That's what this is all about.
The public is invited to attend that free workshop September 23rd from 9 until noon at the Northeast Community Center. You'll need to register, and we've posted a link to the registration page on our website. You can find it on the web version of this story on the Inland Journal page at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Thanks for joining us tonight for Inland Journal. It's Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program, heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on KSFC. You can hear our full programs or the individual segments online at the Inland Journal page at SpokanePublicRadio.org. I'm Doug Nadvornik.